Welcome to Apex Broker's Edge, brought to you by Apex Edge CRM. This show is for insurance agents, insurance brokers, and agency owners who are not satisfied with just getting by or by simply being good enough. If you're hungry to grow, serve more clients, and sell more every month and absolutely dominate your industry, then this show, it's for you. So buckle up and let's get going. Stop leaving money on the table and do this instead. It's so simple. What we're about to go through today is more than just putting more money in your pocket and stop leaving that money on the table. It's more about gaining more stickiness and more power with your current client basis. And we're going to cover three of the key things that you need to be doing in order to create more revenue per each client that you have. So stick around, make sure that you stick around to the end because you're going to learn how you can actually 2X your client's worth and renewals with just one simple question. It's really, really key that you stick around, guys. So the three big key topics that I want you to take away today is, number one, I want you to ask more questions. The number one thing for brokers to do is to ask more questions and to follow up. And that's where you see the biggest winners and losers in the game, is the people that are asking the most questions. The second thing is, what's your follow-up game? Because that's really where you see a lot of separation from people. And the third one is not asking the 30, 60, 90 question. That's a really big fail on people. Something that I absolutely love, this is not an invention of mine, but this is something that's absolutely amazing. I have no other way to explain it other than a 30, 60, 90, so stay away until the end and I'll kind of explain what that means. But really what this is all about, guys, this is about brokers. You know, you're losing sales after an appointment. And why? You're losing them because you're leaving money on the table. So let's go ahead and dive right into this, guys. The first topic I want to cover about how you're leaving money on the table and how you make more money from your current clients is changing your approach on what you do with each client. And what I'm going to say to you is so simple, that you're going to say, no way it works. Tayton, this is literally one of the first things I teach to any broker that comes new to ProCare, that comes new to the agency. I'm not trying to promote the agency, but anybody that comes new to the agency, it's one of the first things I tell them is, ask a lot of questions.
Ask a lot of questions.
A lot of questions. My golden number is like the rule of 22 is what I call it. The rule of 22. 22 questions is where the curtain starts to fall, where the defenses start to drop, right around 22. And they don't have to be in pertaining to health, right? Because everybody's like, how do you ask 22 questions about someone's, like, if you're trying to sell health insurance? Well, I don't ask 22 questions about selling health insurance, right? I ask maybe 8 questions about selling health insurance. And the rest of the questions are simply designed to get them on a track that makes them comfortable to tell me the truth. Because that's where the problem lies. As you have people that you'll sign up, number one, you don't have the full truth because you're not asking enough questions. Because they're not going to tell you everything. And people are so surprised by this. And I always say, so again, I always like to use this as an analogy, and I've used this in past episodes, but with your spouse, right? When you met your spouse, your wife, your husband, whatever, did you ask them like 2 questions and then you had all expectations filled of how that relationship was going to be for the next 10 years from 3 questions, 4 questions? I mean, if you did, shit, you got a bland marriage, man, or a bland relationship, right? If it's based on 4 questions. So it's like, how many questions did you ask before you really got to know a person? So that's so funny how we do this as brokers, right? We'll ask like the 12 questions that are on an application.
And they're the most common that they're every broker, every person they sit down with is going to be asked. They're going to ask the same question.
And then you think that people are going to tell you the truth or it's going to be memorable. They're not going to leave things out. And it's so foolish to think this because in any other relationship, in a friendship, relationship, anything, you would never rely on that logic. There's no way you're relying on that logic. I'm going to ask a lawyer 5 questions and then do business with them. No way. No way. But somehow in our business, we have professionals and masters in this industry that ask like 5 questions and they move on, right? It happens a lot on the phone.
It's the mindset that you have behind it. You're getting in, you're sitting in the cell, sell the deal, 5 questions, and then you're out the door, on to the next one.
That's it. And I'll give you an example, guys, of what the list of questions would be for me. It might be something as simple as, What are you currently doing for insurance right now? Oh, yeah, I'm doing it doesn't matter what they say. Wow, that's great. You know, I'm pretty sure that that was an amazing decision that you made when you first got onto that product. Do I have your permission to ask you a question? They say yes, which they will. You say, I'm just curious, what was your emotion around that decision that you made when you chose that product? Because I know it was the best product for you when you chose it. I'm just curious, what was that emotion around it? Were you feeling nervous? Were you feeling happy? Like, where did you feel with that? And they'll tell you some answer. It doesn't matter what the answer is. Remember what they said and then instantly start to move off track. And what I mean by that is you might turn and say to them, hey, you know, I noticed that you have this vase in the corner right here. I'm so sorry to go off sidetrack here, but this reminds me of something. It reminds me of whatever. And I just got a real question. Where did you get that? Do you remember where you got that from? Yeah, I got it from here. Wow, that's freaking great. Do you have more like that, or is that the only one that you have like that? No, it's the only one that I have like that. It really reminds me, it's so funny because it really reminds me of this one thing. Have you ever heard this story of this? And you take them off a little bit off track, and then you go right back on track. You see, the questions are there to maintain control of the flow of conversation. And when you can control and maintain the flow of the conversation, you decide on what is valuable and what is not valuable and what actually goes into your process and how you're going to strategically build something for that client. But if you don't capture a relationship or you don't capture some commonality with that person that you're speaking to, it's going to come off as a very, it's like an interrogation. You're interrogating them. What are your drugs? What are your doctors? What? That's boring, man. Shit, you're not building a relationship with anybody. You're not separating yourself from anything. You're asking a list of questions. You're like a robot. They could get that from anywhere. The argument always has to be, you could never get what I give you from someone else. No one is ever going to ask you these questions and build this relationship of trust like I'm going to do. And I'm going to do that by a simple thing, taking you off track and bringing you back on track, controlling the emotion of the entire process. By doing this, you are not manipulating that person. You are not manipulating anybody. You're controlling the outcome for it to be the best outcome because you're eliminating a lot of emotion by controlling where that person's going from the questions that you need to ask and the questions that you should be asking. There's a big difference. And the ones that you should be asking have nothing to do with the product that you're selling.
It even helped like with retention too. I mean, if you're asking the same 5-6 questions that you need to write the application, you're going to find out months later that they're on a different product because you didn't ask all the questions.
Exactly.
People are, they're going to give the answers they're comfortable with when they have, they're not going to tell you the truth unless you dig into it. We have brokers like that. I've fallen victim from that. Come to you with a situation, and I'm like, this is the situation, and you have like 8 more questions to ask, and I'm like, well, I didn't ask those questions.
And then you go back and ask them, and then what happens?
Yeah, and then you get the, and then you get the deal.
You're like, hey, man, it totally worked.
It worked out.
Yeah, it totally worked out. Yeah. You're right. And I'm like, I don't know. Just ask more questions, dude. Yeah. It's always that way.
Yeah.
You know, and it's and when you ask someone's permission to give them a correction, that's a big thing as well. Asking permission is a huge thing. Like, hey, can I have your permission to do this? Would it be okay if I did this? Right? And it's usually just to respond to somebody. These are huge things, guys, right? So I don't want to get too stuck up on the questions. You can move this around. Find something in the room that you can build a relation and a commonality with someone. The more you do that, in that speech, it may take your appointment maybe 15 minutes longer, maybe 15 minutes longer, but you're going to walk out of there with such a better position and foundation of control.
That and time of appointment is very funny too.
It is. Yeah. And you know, the thing is, and I say control, but I'm not talking about controlling your client. I'm talking about controlling the narrative. I'm talking about controlling the values because what a lot of clients will do with us is they'll take us down an emotional road. And it's like, I totally get there's emotion around this, but the decision cannot be based on emotion. You got to try to base the decision on raw, hard facts, especially if you're setting expectations that they need to stand by, right? You need to be doing this very, very stoically, guys, very stoic. And the process of the 22 questions is really to break down the defenses, take control of the situation, and allow yourself to save yourself time in the long run because you're going to get all the objections out early and you're going to get all the wants and needs, the true wants, the true needs. You're going to scrape through all the objections, all the smoke screens, and get immediately to the stuff that really matters, the real valuable stuff. That's what the 22 question rule is, that rule of 22. That's what it's really about. Now, the second topic that I want to cover up is once you ask all those questions, you go through the whole process, what's your follow-up? How are you following up? And how are you setting that up? Now, I know a lot of people, they'll write that down on paper, right? They'll be like, hey, I met with so-and-so on so-and-so date, and I should give them a call back on so-and-so date. Maybe you do that, or you put it on a post-it note and you stick it on your wall. Maybe you have a calendar, a paper calendar. I have a paper calendar. Maybe you write it down on a paper calendar and you say, okay, in 7 days, I'm going to call this person back. Maybe you do it on your cell phone, right? Maybe you have a cell phone calendar and you do it on your Google calendar, your Outlook calendar, whatever, right? Maybe you do it on Google Sheets or an Excel spreadsheet basis or some kind of Excel crazy system that you've built. Maybe you have a CRM, right? Maybe you've got a CRM. If you guys don't know what that is, it's a customer relationship management, right? Or retention management, however you want to say it. It is a database in which you store your clients in. But how do you follow up with your clients? It's a curious question you got to ask yourself and then write down your answers. And think of everything that you could possibly do. And I'm being really exaggerative here. Am I calling my clients? Am I texting my clients? Am I mailing my clients? Am I emailing my clients? Am I calling my clients on their cell phone or am I calling my clients on a landline? Am I visiting my clients? Am I inviting my clients to products that they currently have events? Am I inviting my clients to events that are with products that they don't have? Am I inviting my clients to member events? Am I inviting my clients to new sales events? Am I following up with people that I have met every day, every 3 days, every 4 days? Like, what's my frequency there, right? Like, how are you following up? And writing that down and getting really clear and really concise, because in the follow-up is where you see the biggest winners and the biggest losers. That's it. That's it. And, you know, we go through this for days about follow-ups. And I will tell you right now, the key to all of it is having a system. Yep. Whatever that system is. Having a system is better than having no system. And if your system is writing it down on post-it notes and placing it around your computer and shit, hey, man, if that works for you, it works for you. I know people that have the craziest systems, but they have very limited books because they can't grow past that. Their system will not allow it. It's called the law of the lid. Thank you so much, John Maxwell. The law of the lid, and you are the lid, by the way. I am my own lid, meaning that I can only create as much as I allow myself to. Because I'm the lid. So I have to raise that up. And the only way that we can lift our lid in the insurance industry is by changing the system that we're using. If you're calling all of your clients by the phone, you can't have a book over like 500 people. That's just impossible. Like, how do you handle that, right? So when you start to get into the over 500, over 1,000 people book, you have got to change your system. But what I would implore to everybody is you change your system now, man. You start implementing the right habits and the right disciplines now, and then you'll be prepared for success when it hits you. Because so many times people say, I want the leads, I want the flow, I want to be able to be successful. Then they get all the business, but they don't have the systems, they don't have the resources, and they don't have the discipline in order to capitalize on that opportunity. Yeah. And then it's a lost opportunity. Because opportunities have timestamps on them, man. I mean, opportunities are like unicorns. If you see one, you got to grab that shit. Otherwise, it's going to be gone. Because opportunities, they come quick, but you got to learn how to grab them fast. And if you don't exercise quickly on an opportunity, it's going to go by you quickly. And the follow-up is what bridges that gap. So on follow-up, what I would consider a great idea is getting a CRM where you can plug in your client's information and it automates text messages. It automates emails, and it automates reminders on your calendar to call somebody or to reach out to somebody. But the email and text message would be automated, so you wouldn't have to do it. You would just set the timing, right? I have a 2-24-48 rule that I like a lot. I like to reach out to a client 2 hours after I meet them to tell them thank you so much for the opportunity, and that's simply it. I like to reach them after 24 hours to thank them again for the opportunity and to ask if they had any other questions or there was anything else that I could help them with. And then on the 48 is typically where I come in with the close. That's where I come in with a little bit of a harder press close. But I do it because I want to have consistency and frequency, and I wanted to build a system that I could use generally with everybody, with every broker, with everything we do, because we do a lot of events. And it's really important on events when we're collecting 60, 70 leads at a time that we're contacting all those people. And it's never going to happen with a phone call. We used to think it would.
Doesn't, though.
It doesn't. As much as you think in your head that you're going to make 90 phone calls tomorrow, you're going to make 10. Because you're going to get caught on the phone with two of these clients and they're going to want to buy from you, or they're going to want more information from you. And you're going to get stuck on the phone with them for maybe an hour, 2 hours. So how many phone calls are you really effectively doing?
And if you're
really
a broker, if you're a broker, a one-man band, or maybe you have an agency, who knows? But yeah, then you're going to have other events to go to. If you're busy and you're actually listening to what we're saying, you're going to have 10 other events lined up and you're going to miss out on those 70 leads.
That's it. So having high lead flow, I always tell people, like, it's a crazy thing, right? Having a high lead flow as a goal and then obtaining that without discipline and resources is a dangerous game to play. It's a fast way to go broke. It's a real fast way to go broke, is building a lead gen system that's unbelievable, but not having the systems or anything in place to close that. It's a bad situation for anybody to be, and that totally comes from follow-up, guys. How you follow up with your leads, you need to be king at that. And it's so important that you implement as many strategies as possible for your follow-up. A CRM is an unbelievable way of doing it. You should be utilizing CRMs. Get rid of the Excel spreadsheets and the Google Docs and just pay for the CRM. You know, we have one called Apex Edge. We'll give you a free 30-day trial on it. You try it out. But there's plenty of other CRMs out there. Ours just happens to be the best. That's it. Because it's made by brokers for brokers. And that's simply how it works. But guys, the third thing that I really want to cover is something that I did not invent. This is an amazing, amazing concept. I use this concept. And I don't think it's trademarked. But I mean, it is an amazing concept.
And this is a concept 90% of the brokers don't use.
100%. Yeah, 90% of brokers do not use this concept, and it is beyond me that when I bring it up to people, they look at me as if it's crazy. And I'm like, what? It's called the 30-60-90 rule, right? So what is a 30-60-90 rule? Who created it? How does it work? And when should you use it? Well, let's start from the bottom to the top. When should you use the 30-60-90 rule? Always. Every product, all the time. Always use the 30-60-90 rule for everything. Now, how does the 30-60-90 rule work, and what is the 30-60-90 rule? The 30-60-90 rule is a way of leveraging getting extra product and adding more value to your client package. It is a way of making a deal more sticky. It is a way of making sure that a client remembers you and stays with you because they have more than one product with you. It is a way of taking your mundane, run-of-the-mill Medicare supplement or Medicare Advantage renewal payment and doubling it. Potentially tripling it.
Yeah.
In some cases, 4 times, right? 4 or 5x you can do these things. So you could take a $26 renewal and turn it into a $100 renewal relatively easily if you consistently use the 30-60-90 rule. And how does it work? Simple. You sit with a client, regardless of the product that they get, and you ask them a simple question. If I could make your insurance perfect, would you spend $30, $60, or $90 to make that happen? You see, you don't give them the option of zero. You say, if there was an option to make your whole situation perfect, and I usually do this through illustration showing like a wheel that's got a small chunk missed out of a couple of different spots. And I explain, like, if this wheel keeps moving, it'll crack and then eventually break. But if you could fill those spots, if you could make this whole and make this perfectly a circle, would you pay $30, $60, or $90 to make that happen? What would you pay? And let that person answer. Shut up and let that person answer. Let them tell you. More times than not, they're going to land right in 60. Most, I don't know why, but people always pick in the middle. I like to pick the most expensive. I don't know. Maybe this is my mindset. But most people go right to 60. And what does that let you know? Well, okay, if they pick 60, Philippe, what do I do that's going to give them value? Well, if they're doing a Medicare supplement or Medicare Advantage, having a dental vision hearing plan would be key. Having additional dental insurance is absolutely key. If you don't believe it, we're going to do a different episode on dental alone.
Yep. And if you've asked 22 questions, you'll know their concerns on what plans they're looking for.
Exactly. Key thing, again, foundational, is asking enough questions, because it allows you to do the 30, 60, 90, because then you can revert back to the things that they had worries or values that they had, okay? So the second thing is, if they said $60, you're also looking at cancer policies. So most of these policies, especially in Medicare Advantage, right, you're going to really heavily look at cancer, because that's really the biggest gap that people are going to have, is a 20% gap if they ever got cancer, okay? So if you have a max out of pocket of, let's say, $5,000 in network and a max out of pocket of $10,000 out of network for a PPO policy, you might want to go with a cancer policy of 10 grand. Because if you did a 10K cancer policy, that person could literally go anywhere they want and have their cancer paid for, as long as they haven't had cancer in the past, right? These are really simplified questions on these cancer policies, guys. They're very, very easy to do these.
Okay? And that's $30.
And it's, less than 30 bucks. It's crazy how inexpensive this can be. And you got major players, Manhattan Life, Aetna, major players that are selling these products that make it very easy for people to get them. So you just simply do that. What are some of the other products? Life insurance, final expense, long-term care, accident policies, indemnity policies, hospital indemnity, heart attack, stroke indemnities, right? Like critical illness policies. There's HMAs, right? There's certain health savings accounts or health matching accounts that people can get where they're contributing dollars and they are able to have their own system where they're contributing dollars and it doubles their money and they're able to use this little credit card and pay for healthcare. So there's a lot of different values that you could be bringing clients. But because you're not asking enough questions and because you're not consistent with your follow-up and you don't have systems, you don't have time to cultivate a strategy that allows you to align the 30, 60, 90 with what you're currently doing. But see, if you go back to the basics and you just start asking more questions and you start following up with people with a system that makes it effortless and makes it guaranteed and makes it seamless and makes it consistent and makes it frequent. You're going to hear us say that a lot. Consistent and frequent. Consistent and frequent. It's so important that we beat that in, consistent and frequent, because that's what it takes, that consistency, that frequency. Yep. When you start to do those things, guys, the 30, 60, 90 becomes really, really easy. And who created it? I don't know who created it. I know who I heard it from. And her name is Galen Hendricks. And she is known as the queen of the bundle. And this woman is extremely impressive. Extremely impressive. Galen is really, really good at this system. I'm very good at this system. She has trainings. I have trainings. Everybody's got trainings on these kinds of things. It's an upsell, guys, but it's just the way that you present it, the way that you do it. The 30, 60, 90 rule will absolutely change the way you leave someone's table. It will. You'll find yourself with more product, and it'll be easier than ever to do it.
And you'll find yourself talking about more products, because most people don't. It's the craziest thing. I sit down with people and they're like, I've never heard of these things. I'm like,
right.
How many brokers, how many like agents have you sat down with?
Most brokers don't know about it though.
Yeah, most people don't know about it.
That's a different episode of what you're doing with what your products you're selling, right? Like, that's a whole different episode we'll talk about.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Tayton, you're right.
No one talks about it. They have no idea.
And you know what's even funnier? What about our life insurance brothers out there, right? Oh man, our life insurance brothers. Now we're talking a lot of health guys here, but what about our life insurance guys out there? You life insurance guys that are not selling health insurance on the back end. I don't understand what you're doing here. You're selling a life insurance product and you sell no health or accident or critical illness or cancer or dental vision. You already have that client. How do you not have a system that's going back and following up getting their health insurance? You're getting a bigger purchase out of them than any health insurance agent is getting out of them. With life insurance. If you're closing someone on life insurance, I promise you, the lowest hanging fruit is health insurance. Because that life insurance is a harder sale. Because you're asking for a premium on a subject no one's comfortable talking about. So you see what I'm saying? You get to sell hope and peace for free almost in a lot of cases, depending on your demographic and depending on who you're selling to.
And a lot of the times the health insurance guy will come in, sell that, and then take the life insurance.
And then take the life insurance right from you. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I say, why are you paying for this? It's way too much. I can lower your premium.
Yep.
That's all it takes to take business away from a life insurance guy. I can lower your premium and cancel this policy. Yep. But it takes a lot more if you life insurance guys had the health insurance and had all that stuff, because I'd never get in the door. Because they'd already have a little products with you. Maybe I shouldn't tell you about this. It's a pretty big secret. But guys, 30, 60, 90, it works on any product. It works with any genre that you use. And you could put zeros behind those. You could do 300, 600, 900, 3,000, 6,000, 9,000, 30,000.
We do that
60,000.
We do that with businesses.
90,000. Yeah. We do it with businesses. We do it with systems.
Yeah.
We do it with businesses. We do it with systems, guys. When we sell systems, we do them at much higher numbers, but we use a 30, 60, 90 rule. So it works when you have that kind of flow. So next time you're at a table, try it. 30, 60, 90. If you take anything from this, take this. Ask more questions. Follow up. 2 hours, 24 hours, 48 hours. And always, always, always implement the 30, 60, 90 ask rule. Always, always do it. And just so we're clear, we always like to give an amazing gift at the end of one of these. And what we're going to do today is we're going to give you a free 30 days on our amazing system, Apex Edge, where it's going to be able to walk you through exactly how to build your CRM, build your system, build your flow, and how you're going to reach out to your clients and earn more money this year than you've ever done in your career. We're going to do that for you absolutely free for 30 days, guys. Make sure you click the link and get that. It's an unbelievable system. We are so happy to share it with you. And yeah, man, that's a wrap. Tate, you got anything? I mean, the system, right?
System. No, gotta that get is it. 30 days, turnkey, plug your clients in. The 30, 60, 90 is already set up. All those other products in there, cancer, life insurance. Don't even have to write all that stuff out. It's already set up.
It's already set up, guys.
And it's 30 days free.
That's it. 30 days free. You try it out. You don't like it. You don't use it. You like it. Easy peasy.
Promise you, though, it'll open up more questions, more contacts.
It definitely
does. Reaching out to you.
That's it.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody today for listening. If you want to close more deals, never have to do manual follow-up again, and streamline your social media marketing to make more sales in less time, then I have an unbelievable gift for you. I want to give you 30 days of free access to our CRM. Plus, myself or Tayton will personally jump on a call and import all of your contacts and show you how to use the software on day one, so you can close more deals immediately. My goal in doing this is to get you making more money with our CRM, which is apexedgecrm.com. We do this so we hope that you will partner with us for the long term. If that sounds fair, then go to apexedgecrm.com to sign up and book a one-on-one demo call where we can walk you through exactly how to start making money with our CRM. Until next time, my friends, let's fucking crush it.